Quickly go over the Mishnah and the B'chof Amad Aleph, then we'll skip over to the Gemara. The Mishnah says, in Keren HaSamagile, V'loi Molin, V'loi Tovlin, V'loi Mazin, V'hein Shemeres Yoim, K'neged Yoim, L'i Sitvel, Ad Shetoni Tzachamo. All these inyonim is mitzvosam b'yoim. And Chazal said that l'chatchile one should only do this after the Neitzachama. Kulon she'osu misholam u'dashachar kosha. Let us see Rashi v'loi toivlen mishi yagiya shvi l'zov u'latome meis. The yom ha'shvi, which is, that is the zman tvile for a zov and a tome meis. In Oimrim, so I would think that Yom HaShvi, so when the seventh day starts, that's at night, so it should be Roy Litvil. Afal gav de laila tchilas yomi, hocha yom b'inam. So l'cheira rashin and pshat it's a din of mechusa zman, that the zman of Yom HaShvi, which is Nemro by Tomei Meis, by Azov, by Azove. So this man starts B'yoim Shvi, not Leo Shvi. Av Misha'ova ha'yoim mutali tvil balaylo. Means not Chad is that tvila is B'yoim. No, that midawa we say it's B'yoim means that this man tvila starts B'yoim, and Leo Shvi is Amachusa's man. B'gmore yalif lo lekulu. V'chein she'meres yoim k'neged yoim, v'gmore meporish ma'ishnu denoket loho su ba'an pe'napshe. Why is this a special case, a separate case? Otoni le'i ein toivlin. It says ein toivlin elo b'yoim. Ad honei tzachamo she'yotso misofik laylo. V'kulon she'osu demeloys ha'shacha yimomu yoim irisum aloys ha'shacha. Let's go to V'loi Molim. Tersiv uvayoim ashmini yimru. So it says, by Mile it should be by Yoim. Let us see Taisvis. Tersiv uvayoim ashmini yimru. Koshe the Bepeirik Rabbi Lezer Imram Lehevi. Dorish Aikra Loima Afilu Bashabis. We darshan Uvayoim Ashmini that Mila is Doicha Shabbos. Mi ben Shmoinas Yomim Dorish Veloi Balailo. The San Yehosim Kevosi Drab Yoichanen. So why does the Gemara bring down the Drosha Vayoim Ashmini? The Drosha that is Bayoim is ben Shmoinas Yomim. When it's ben shmeinas yomim, then the mitzvah starts. V'yishloim b'dorche maisi adroshe apshute yoyser. The Gemara brings the more poshet adroshe. Kiriyas negoyim. So kiriyas negoyim l'cheira teisvus means that by the riyas negoyim ubiyoyim herois, there's one posik. There's another pasuk, Kenega Nira Li V'loi La'iri. So there's two psukim. The Gemara really darshins that Negoim, you're not Reyes Negoim Balayla. The Gemara darshins from Kenega Nira Li V'loi La'iri. It has to be seen without extra illumination, which is necessary by night. The yom hera'ois, the Gemara darshins, yesh yomim she'ataroye, yesh yomim she'ein ataroye. Prachosim, yinadroye negoim. Bafal pike, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that it's royim b'yoim, or b'yoim hera'ois. So that's the wrong drosha. Is dochi ma'isi a drosha pshuta yoyse. Sometimes the Gemara does not really bring the true drasha. The Gemara brings the pashtas advarim we see from here that that Yerayin Goyim B'Yem B'Yem Harayayis L'Fiyem is, that's not the true drasha. So the same thing over here, the Gemara brings drasha Uvayayim Hashmini Yimel, because this is the Mashmois is already that from here that Mila is Bayayim. The Turi Evan wants to say, Nachsim the Taisa Rosh also says this Teretz, that there's a machloikis in the Gemara. If a machloikis tanoim, we'll see later in Taisvis, if Mila Shaloi Bizmano is only Bayayim, or that is Balayla also. Now, Mila Bizmano Zicher Bayayim, that means Leil Shmini. There's no mitzvah of Mila. That we learn out, that the emissary drosha is ben shmoin as yomim. That has to be a ben shmoin as yomim. That means it has to be, it has to pass by leil shmini, and then he's a ben shmoin as yomim, and then the mitzvah's Mila starts. But what is with the mitzvah of Mila shalei bizmana, after yom shmini? So others darshan, and that's how we pass in laloche, by Mila Shalei Bizmane, it's also Noyik only by Yoim. The Gemara darshan from Uba Yoim Hashmini. This Pasuk, Uba Yoim Hashmini, that's coming to tell us, B'Yoim is telling us a Filo B'Shabbos. Uba Yoim Hashmini is coming to tell us that Mila Shalei Bizmane is by Yoim. So the Turiyevin and the Taisus Rosh wants to find for Taisus Kasha that the Gemara brought this to Rosh, to tell us that Mila is Leimolin Ela Bayayim, the ones that tell us that Ela Mila Shalai Bizmano. And that we learn now, Taki, from the Pasuk, Ubayayim Hashmini. Mila Bizmano, Taki, we learn now from Ben Shemayin Hashemim, but the ones that tell us that Ela Mila Shalai Bizmano. Vehiksha Harav Afrayim, Kivin de Mila Eina Balayla, Mila is only at night, Im kein aber mitzvah sasei, shazman grome. There's only certain zmanim you can do the mitzvah. Shanoshim ptureis mimena. Im kein koshe. Lomali veperkame de kdushin kro, de oisoi, ashatziva oisoi, loima de isha enechayeves lomoil. Tepiklei de mitzvah sasei, shazman grome. That the mitzvah sasei, shazman grome. So the mitzvah, so she's potter lomolas b'no, because the mitzvah is not miskayim b'kolas manim. Ayayim, you make the mila, b'layla, you don't make the mila. V'yeshloime the ilav oisei, without this miyat avamina, the hide in noshim p'tureis, me mitzvah sasei, shazman grome, hayna heiched the leke koritz. That means a mitzvah sasei that is not so chomo, that there's no Einish Koris and the bittel of that mitzvah, Dumye de Matzeh, Besimche, Vahakel, the Lesbahu Koris, these are mitzvahs which the bittel of the mitzvah, there's no Einish of Koris. Uminayu mimatina noshim. So these mitzvahs which are not chamureis kolkach, these mitzvahs were mamayit noshim. Avomile sheyeshba Koris. But Mila has Koris, even though the Koris is not on the parent, the Koris is on the ben, that when he becomes bar mitzvah, or if it was meis below Mila, like is the Rambam and the Raivit, with the Koris starts when he becomes a godel, or the Koris is meis below Mola satsumai. About al kaponim, that the einish koris is not on the parent; it's on the orel alone. But al kapikain, it is a chaim. It is such a mitzvah that even though it is a mitzvah, that is a chumra sheyesh by koris, that is an einish koris for the bittul mitzvah legabi the orel. Number one, and number two, v'nichesu aleo. Shloish esrei brises, that is 13 brises on this mitzvah. Havamine de mechayev bohu noshim lomel as bonayu.
So I would think that Noshim Amachuyiv, that this is not a Poshet Mitzvah, which is Nismayit, that Noshim Apotat Mitzvah Seshish as Man Goma, because this is a Choymer of Kores, a Choymer of Shloishesre, Nichesele Shloishesre Bises, Svatvanit Kamashwon, Oisei, Veloi. Inami, Lemila Shaloi Bismano, we mentioned before there's a machlekes tanoim. If mila shaloi bismano is only noig bayoim, that's what the chachamim hold, or it's noig bein bayim bein balaylo. So that gemara in kedushin that brings a miyat of oisai, so. So this Gemara is going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Mila Shaloi Bismano is Noig Bein Bayim Bein Balaylo. So Memele, it's not any more mitzvahs essay Shazman Gromi, because it's Noig Bein Bayim Bein Balaylo. So Memele, I would think that Isha should be Chayiv. It's Kamash Malon, the Miyat Oisai Veloi Oisai. Taisvis and Yevomis, Tafayim Beis Amid Beis, Bemis and Taisvis and Kedushin also asked the Kasha, Vaha de Nimoy Lishmoina, like the Chtaisa, but it's still a mitzvah Sesa Shez Mangrome, because till 8 days, there's no Din Mila. So Memele, so the mitzvah is dependent on a Zman. You can't do it whenever you want, you have to wait 8 days. Leichoshiv Zman Grome, so Taisa said that's not called Zman Grome. Kivin de Mishmoine Ve'elech Kol Shato Zmanoi. Because after Shmoine Ve'elech Kol Shato Zmanoi. So Taisa's Lechoire is saying that, if we'll hold the Shailen de Gemore, if Ola Shaloi Bezmano Choshiv Ola, that means the first till the 8th day, if one has a Teiris Oral. And there's a shayla in the Gemara. Let's say an oral is also betrume, so are you allowed to be soch a koyin oral koydim zmanoi? Does he have a shame oral? Now, let us just be mamtik. So if we will assume that an oral shaloi bizmani does not have a shame oral, so b'shadas he becomes an oral the 8th day, so when he becomes an oral, there's a mitzvah of mila. Till the 8th day, he's not an oral in Gansu. It's not called zman grome. It's when he becomes a noro, there's a mitzvah of mila. He becomes a noro the 8th day. The Briskerov wants to say that is why the Mefoshim ask why Avraham Avinu was mekayim kol ha'teira kula koydim shenitzava. Why wasn't he mekayim mila? So he says there was no mitzvah of mila. The mitzvah of mila is only chal when he gets a shem oral. He only got a shem oral after it was a tzivui lamoil. Then he got a shem oral. So Lechera, that's Pshat and Taisvis. That the Taisvis is saying that the mitzvah is first chal after 8 days, that doesn't make it a mitzvah sesesh as man gone. As long as afterwards the mitzvah is not mugbul bezmanim. Now, Dachsechmer, and I think I saw this once in a sefer, I can't recall where I saw it, that this Taisvis would be a raya to Shloime Kluger and Chochme Shloime and Astire to the Mogen Avrom. The Mogen Avrom in Simen Tov Chof Vov Sivkotn Aleph, which speaks about the mitzvah of the broche we make on Beshas Kiddush Levone. So he brings from the Shloa Kodesh that Noshim Apota, because it's a mitzvah Saseish as Man Grome. Can't make the broche the whole time. It's, you go the after 3 days, and then till it's not bisman chidusha, you can make it later when it becomes niskatan. You can't make it, so it's zman grome. So and that's what the Magen Avraham says, and the Chochma Shloime from Rabbi Shloime Kluge, he says pshat is that's not called zman grome. That means haray levone bechidusha. So you need a certain shia till it becomes bechidusha. When it's not bechidusha, so it's not called zman gromet. He says here the chesaron zman gromet means if mitzad the etzem mitzvah, you could be mekayim the mitzvah now. he could eat matzah ear also. So why can't you? But the Torah said, no, it has to be done in this zman. So the reason there's no mitzvah now is because it's not the zman. So the Torah said the mitzvah is not in a certain zman. He says, "Ma she'en kein by the broch of kiddush levone." He says, "Napshad is you can't be mekadish the levone right away, or you can't be mekadish after chatzi achodesh is valsefelten levone. Not the zman is goyim." He says, for example, he says, "New peiris you make a shechyonu when you eat new peiris, when you see new peiris you make a shechyonu." No, this is only a certain time of the year. So he says, that'll be called Zman Grom. He says, before them, I don't have the Peri. The Chason is in the Chavts and not in the Zman. So, Lechere, that is the Lomdus of Taisvis also. That one cannot be Mal. There's no Mitzvah Smila before the eighth day. That doesn't make it Zman Grom. V'loy tovlim v'loy mazin, that tvila and hazoye, was speaking about hazoye of eifer chatos, of mayim chayim, eifer pore, v'loy tovlim v'loy mazin elabayoy, t'chzi v'hizo hatoyer ala tome. So we see that, and then it says, when should the hazoye be bayoy mashvi? And the iskish tvila lahazoye. The iskish tvila lahazoye. Zutrashi. The iskish tvila. The chsiv beseifei verochatz bamay. So there we're speaking about the tvila. We're speaking about the tvila of atomei meis. Verochatz bamay. So we're makish the tvila to the hazoye. Wadin lizov vizove. Now the rit is loshen of Rashi, and Rashi in the Mishnah also seems to say this. That means we learn out zov vizove from a tomei meis, just like a tomei meis. The mitzvah tvila is b'yoyim hashvi, so we say it only becomes yoyim hashvi kshegia yoyim. Leil shvi does not have a din of yoyim shvi. It's called a mechusel zman. So who adin? There's also adin shvi, baizov, izovo. So also, tzavke, yoyim ha-shvi, l'tzler shvi, it's called a mechusel zman. So Rashi would seem to be saying that we learn out zov, vizovo from Tomei Meis. And I saw in Beis Yitzchok, he wants to fanfil, we learned last week, Taisvus es sakasha on this pshat, Taisvus asks that why do you need a hekish to learn out tvila from hazoye, just like hazoye is bayoyim, so tvila is also bayoyim. It's a mathematical cheshbon. You have to have the tvila after the hazoye. So poshen is bayoyim if the hazoye is bayoyim. So the tvila has to be bayoyim. It can't be leil shvi because you can't make hazoye leil shvi. That's Taisvus kashe. So the Beis Yitzchok wants to say, Eina Chanami, theoretically, we could learn out, from Hazoya, we could learn out that the Tvila of a Tomei Meis is Bayoyim. Because it has to be after the Hazoya, and the Hazoya is Bayoyim. But Be'emes in the Mishnah is not only speaking about the Tvila of Tomei Meis. The Mishnah is speaking about the Tvila of Azov and Azova. So if we wouldn't have the heke, Shastamazel make a mamotzinu, just like the tvila of Atomei Meis Bayoim, so who are then the tvila of Azov? So there's no mamotzinu. How can you learn that one from the other? The tvila of Atomei Meis is because of Azaitikizach, because I can't have the tvila till after the Hazoy, and the Hazoy has to be Bayoim. So therefore it has to be Bayoyim. Could be mitzvah tefillah, could be Leil Shvi, but here there's a different problem, because it has to be after the Hazoye. So that's why we have a Hekish over here. So the Hekish is telling us, the main inyan legufoy, that there's a bazunder din, that tefillah is Bayoyim HaShvi, not because that the din is tefillah, it has to be Bayoyim HaShvi, it's a loch and tefillah. So Mamela, who had in Koltvilis Bayoima Shvi, or to Koltvilis Bishvi, or Bayoima Shvi, and not Leil Shvi. That is what the Gemara says. That is what the Beis Yitzchok says. Now let us go further. Bechein Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim, Loisitvel Achetonei Tzacham. Now we hear in the Mishnah, a Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim. That means as follows. That means that, let's say, and there's Yemei Nide, that an Isha sees Dam, so she's Tomei Shivas Yomim. Now, after the Shivas Yomim, if she stops seeing Dam, so she's Toivul Leil Shmini, and she's Toil from Dam Nide. Now, there's Yud Aleph Yomim Bein Nide Le Nide. And these Yud Aleph Yomim, if she'll see one day or 2 days, so the halacha is she has to wait the next day without a riyah. That means if she saw, let us say, Yom Yud, so Yom Yud was a riyah, so Yom Yud Aleph is a shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. There's a Yom of Iriyah. There's a Yom of Nikiyim Keneged the Yom of Riyah. And she tables herself that day, of Yetzer Yom Yud Aleph, and the Tvila has to be by Yom. Bechein Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, Leisitva El Ache Tonei Tzachama. So she shouldn't be table herself Ache Tonei Tzachama till Nei Tzachama. Frag the Gemore Pshite, Maishno Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, Mikol Chayve Tvilois. So what is the difference between Shem Keneged Yom? Mikol Chayve Tvilois. But just like we said that there's a Chiev Tvila B'Shvi, so we say that the Tvila has to be Yom Shvi. So here also be, it should also be the same thing, that there's a Tvila the next day. So we say that the next day doesn't start Beleil Yud Aleph, it has to be Beyom Yud Aleph. That is the Gemara's Kasha. Let us see Rashi. Ochi Garsinen, Pshita, Maishna Shemer Hashem Keneged Yom. Shemer Hashem Keneged Yom. So Rashi says, La'acha Shekolu Shiva Yemei Nide, Nichnosim Yud Aleph Yom, Hakruyim Yemei Zive. Now we have 11 days, which this is Yemei Zivin. She'im tira behem gimel yomim ritzufim, arei hi zova. Then she becomes a zova, utu'une svira shiva. Then she needs shiva nekiyim v'kolbe. And then she's chayva kolbe. That's a zova gedoyla. V'im tira yoim echot, if she sees one day, Shemeres Yoim Lemocha, so she waits for the next day, Vitevelis. Mikro Yalev lo Beteres Koyanim, Umaisi lo Bishmaite Basraise de Meseches Nide. So Memela, so the Gemara is asking, so this should be similar to the Tvile of Azov and Azove, which is Bayoim. This is also, so this also should be that you need Tvila Bayoim. Leil Yud Aleph is like a Mechusas Man. Just like Leil Shvi is a Mechusas Man. Pshita, Maishno Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim Mikol Chai Veitvilas. So the Gemara Itzterich. Sal Kedaita Chamine Tehevi Kiriyo Rishoino Shelzot. I would think that a zova ktana is like a riyah rishayna shozov. The riyah rishayna shozov iskish lebal keri. Tersiv zois toiras azov. Veshateitze mimenu shikva zera. Ma bal keri toivul bayoim. Hainami litvil bayoime. Veho biyamome leimotzi tovlo. Tchsiv kol yemei zoiva kemishkav nidoso yielo. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says that I would think I would think first the Gemara says that I would think that a zova ktano is like a zov, and I would think if it's like a zov, so memele, so you need tvila the yom hariyah, just like a zov that sees hariyah rishayne, so that day gufa he's toivel himself. You don't have to wait for another day for tvila. You toivel the day of the riyas tume. So I would think that azov is also the same. Ma bal keri toivel b'yoyim, hainami litvil b'yoyim. V'ho b'yimome loimotzi tovlo. But lemaise, she can't toivel this day. Why? The pasuk says, Kol yemei zoivo kemishkav nidoso yiyelo. So we learn out from yiyeh that you have to be moisif another zman for yearly years of avaya cheres, that there has to be another zman. The yom shelosaboy is not enough. Yiyelo, you have to be moisif another zman. So Mamela learned from Yiyelo that I have another zman before she can table herself. Frag the Gemara belaylo miyela eved mikzashimo. So let her say fakel. So she has to wait another. She needs a zman of nikiyim. She needs a shemeres yoim keneged yoim. There was a yoim of riyah. So now she needs a zman that should be of Nikiyim Kineget. I would think that she would wait a little bit at night. So she's a Shemeres Zman Kineget Zman. And then she could tevel herself at night. V'titvel, Kamash Melon, Kiven the boy Svire B'yemomehi. That this din of Shimo, of Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim, is a Svira Dikedin, and Svira is Bayoim. Now let us see Rashi. Tehevi hach riya shel zovo, ki riya rishayne shel zov. I would think that the riya of a zovo should be equivalent to the riya rishayne shel zov. The iskish le balkeri. תרסיב זוי סטוירס עזוב אשר תאיצי ממנו שכבה זר. חודו זיבו כסיבוך. תאירס עזוב, speaking about it, was one ריה. והיינו ריה רישיינה. And it says that this ריה רישיינה is באשר תאיצי ממנו שכבה זר. This is equivalent, one ריה of זיבה is equivalent to a בלקרי. היינו בלקרי. So I would think that a zova and the yadalef yom shebeni delanida also is the same thing. So therefore, the zaribu mishum dechsev yiye garsina. Call the garsina. What's the year? It says in the pasuk, "Kol yemei zoiv tomasa kemishtav nidosa yiye lo." Bahakra beriye shemereshem kenaged yoim koi, miribi kol yemei, dashim lo mesechis nid. Period. So kol yemei is speaking about the rosariya and the yemei ziva. From rinin hosom, the Gemara says over there, yiyelo melameid shesoiferes echod le echod. That means there should be a zman afterwards, which should be keneged this man. Ktsas miyoyim hamochos. You need another zman keneged this man. Ilkach balaylo miyes titvel. So let it be tevel at night. The ovdo ktsas shimo. She has to be a shemeres zman keneged zman. She has to be shemeres mikza zman keneged the zman that she was roye. So she was roye, for example, yoim yud. So she should wait at chilas alayla of yudalet. So since you were shomer, that's man benekiyis, so that's keneged this man sheros or b'yom yud. So memela, I would think that it is not necessary for her to wait till yom yud aleph. That means this is another, here the whole mekoyer, that you can't have tvile the same day that there was a riyah of zivah is because a riboy of yiyah. So yiyah says there should be another's man till she'll tevel herself. No, that's man is balayla gufa. There was a zman betchilas alayla that there was no riyah. So now, so she waited as man. Here we see we learn as a mitzvah as man. So I would think this is, and now as long as she waited this man, now she could table herself balayla. So the Gemara seems to be saying that if it is a posik that says that, that the tefillah has to be bishvi, like a tomei meis, like a zova gdoilor, that the Baal Sholish Riyas, the Baal Shnei Riyas, that he, there's a din, a tefillah b'shvi. So that I know till now, that shvi does not mean leil shvi. Shvi means, and it becomes yom shvi. But here, the whole drosha is from Yiyah, and Yiyah is telling me that there should be a zman keneged, there should be a zman of Nikius keneged the zman of Riyah. So just like she saw Yom Yud, so Leil Yud Aleph, that should be connected, and that would be sufficient. So she should be able to table herself Leil Yud Aleph. Kamash Melon, even the boy Svire B'Yamomei. Zakt Rashi Kamash Melon, even the high Echod Le'echod. This Lomdis, that you have to have one day of Nikius, one day of Iriyah, keneged the day of Riyah. What is pshat in this? Mishum svirahi. This is a din sviras Nikiyim. Midugma sviras Zayin. No, here the din is, you don't need a svira of Zayin Nikiyim, you need a svira of one day Noki, keneged one day that there was a Riyah. Is called svire di yamami the siva sofra lo shiva shomim. So memele, so the mekayer that a shemeres yom needs, tvila by yom, because that's what the Mishnah was machadish, because the din yiye that was marbe echod le echod, that you need a zman of Nikius, keneged, as man of Riyah, this is a sviridikidin. Oh, if it's a sviridikidin, I know now already that svira is bayoim, so you need a svira of a yoim noki. So memela, so the tvila has to be bayoim. Now, this is, I found the Rishash is moira, it's very modne, according to Rashi. Rashi learned the whole sugya. The Mishnah is saying, Loi Toivlim, Mishiyagiyah, Shvi, Lezov, Lotomei Meis, you're only Toivl by Yom, you're not Toivl by Laila. And Rashi seems to be saying in the Sugya, how do you know this? We know this because we learn out that seems from Tomei Meis. Tomei Meis, the Tvil is by Yom, so within Azov, the Tvil is by Yom. All of a sudden now Rashi seems to be saying, Azov is Poshet that the Tvil is by Yom. Because it's a svira dikedin, and svira is only by yom. So this haor I found the Rishash is Moira and Rashi. Let us see Taisvitz. Maishno shaymeres yom keneged yom. Now we had learned last week a silent Taisvitz is mesupik. What is pshat in the Mishnah? V'loy toivlin v'loy mazin. One mahalach toivlin means tvila, we're talking about a tomei meis. So one mahalach is toivlin means that the tomei meis is only toivl by yoim, after the hazoye. There's a stickle problem, so why does it say v'lei toivlin v'lei mazin, should say v'lei mazin v'lei toivlin? It's a problem. And another Mahalach Taisva says that the Tevlam is Bechlau not speaking about the Tvilas HaOdom. It's speaking about the Tvilas HaEzoy. That means when you make HaZoya with Eifa Poro, so you have to be matpul the Ezoy and Eifa Poro, and then your Maza on the Tomei Meis. So the Mishnah is saying V'loi Tevlin V'loi Mazim, that the Tibul of the Ezoiv and the Hazoye of the Ezoiv both have to be Bayoy. So these are two Mahalchim in Taisus. Now according to the second Mahalach, the Mishnah Bechlal never spoke about or mentioned Tfilas HaOdom that it has to be Bayoy. The Mishnah only spoke about Tfilas Ezoiv, that the Ezoiv that you make Hazoyes Ma'im Chaim, that has to be Bayoim. But the Mishnah Bechlal didn't speak about Tvilas HaOdom. But now let us see Taisus. Ma'ishno Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim. Iveloi Toivlem Dula'el Ma'iri B'Tvilas HaOdom. If Loi Toivlem is speaking about the Tvilas HaOdom, Osu Shap, the boy Ma'ishno Shehizkir B'Fnei Atzmo. So it's very good, the Maishna. That means we're speaking about all Tmeim, Tomei Meis, Azovo, Azov, where Rashi says that the Tvila has to be by Yom. So why all of a sudden is the Tomei Hashemer Hashem is also by Yom? First Eitzer is by Yom. Avoli Ayri B'Tvilas Ezoi. So, Fakert, until now, Bechlal, we weren't speaking Bechlal about Tvilas Odom. So he came ask a kasha, why did he mention, why is he moisiv the tvila of a shemer shem? So the kasha is, avli ayri betvilas eizoiv, tzol hafor shochi. Maishno sheihiskir shemer shem, loy meshiba yoim, mikol shachai betvilas. That means now the Mishnah is telling us that tvilas odom is bayoim. So why did he mention a specific tvilas odom? The halacha applies by Azov and Azovo and Tomei Meis. Why did he mention only a specific Tvila Sodom? So the Gemara said, "Vakef, I would ever have meaning that a Shemer Hashoyim is worse. It's Kamash Malon that a Shemer Hashoyim is equivalent to Azov or Azov." Svire v'yemomehi. Now let us see Taisvis. So the Gemara answers that since the Gemara is machadish, that the din shemeres yoim keneged yoim, that you need a yoim shal nekius keneged the yoim of rie, so that's a sphere of the kedin, and sphere is by yoim, a sphere of nekius has to be by yoim. Mikan koshe lepeirish rashi de keitzat soile. The Porir, the Gemara asks, Ula Rab Yoisi, the Omar, Mitzes Hayoim Kekuloi. Rab Yoisi says, now let us just explain for 1 minute what Rab Yoisi says, and then we'll see what the Gemara asks, and then we'll go into what Taisvus is Mefalpelin. Let's speak about a Zov. A Zov needs Shivas Yomim of Nikiyim. Now, we learned over here that the seventh day is Tevil Bayoim. So that means the seventh day, it's the Neitzachama, he waits till the Neitzachama, is Tevil Bayoim. Now, what happens after the Tvile, there was a Riyah of Zive. There's a Riyah of Zive. So there's a Machloikis. So others hold that if there was a Riyah of Zive, so there wasn't Shivas Nekiyim. That means you need 7 days of Nekiyim. So he says that the whole Shivas Nekiyim has to start counting Nachamo. Rabbi Yossi says, no, we say, it's Mitzvah Hayom Kekuloi. So Lemaise, as soon as he tabled himself, as soon as it became day, she said Mitzvah Hayom Kekuloi. So that's called Shivas Nekiyim. There were 7 days, because the seventh day we say Mitzvah Sayyim Kekula. He'll some Mela, so he's toya. He ate kochim or something. No problem, he's toya. Later there'll be a Riya of Zive, so he'll become Tami Mikano Lahabe. But I'll kopon him as soon as there's Mitzvah Sayyim. So it's that's called, there was already Shiva Nekiyim, and he stoy. Now, so the Gemara asks a kasha, Ula Rabbi Yosi, the Oma mitzvahs ayoyim kekuloi. Vizovo sheroaso b'shiva l'sviroso eino say seres. If a zovis saw the seventh day, eino say seres, she's not soysel the Nikiyim. It's called that it was 7 days of Nikiyim. So the Gemara asks, im kein zove gdoilo lididei hecha mashkachaslo. So how is there a musig of a zove gdoilo? A zove gdoilo becomes when there were three consecutive days of Rias, so that we say she's a zove gdoilo. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, we have a big problem. Let us just say a poshita case. Let's say she saw 9 o'clock in the morning, Yom Yud, the Yom Yud, which is the Yemei Zive, Yom Yud, she saw Ariya at 9 o'clock, Yom Yud Aleph, she saw 9 o'clock, Yom Yud Bey, she saw 9 o'clock. So, l'chayre, the Torah says she becomes a Zovah G'dayla. So the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't make sense. Because she saw 9 o'clock, so the next day, as soon as it becomes 6 o'clock in the morning, so she's toyer from the first Riyah. She sees again 9 o'clock. This is a new Riyah. So Memele, the Gemara held that if there's a Tare from each Riyah before the second Riyah comes about, so that's called a Zovah G'dayla. You have, so it's three riyas, and each riyah, she's a shemeret yom keneged yom. She's nitar from the riyah rishayna before she sees the riyah shniyah. So how could you have a zova gedoyla according to Rabbi Yosef? Umeshani, so the Gemara answers, beroaso kol shnei bein hashmoshes. So the Gemara says the only way you'll have a zova gedoyla, if roasa kol shnei bein hashmoshes, that means as follows. Let us say yom yud, which will, let's say, we're starting the riyah ziva from yom yud. So yom yud before the shkia, she had a riyah, and the riyah was nimshach till after tzeisak kechov. So what happened? So there was a riyah yom yud, and it was nimshach till after tzeisak kechovim. She saw the whole bein hashmoshes, so she saw yom yud aleph also. So there's 2 days now. So yom yud aleph already will come the morning of yom yud aleph. This is not a shemer shem because she saw that day. Yom yud aleph she saw also nimshach kol bein hashmoshes. So she saw from yud aleph till yud beis. So the beginning of Yud Beis also she saw, so she saw Yud before the Shkia, Yud Aleph after the Shkia, and Yud Beis after the Shkia. So Lemaise, and there was no possibility that there was a Shemer Hashem Keneged Yom. So that's cool. That's a Zovah G'dayla. That is what the Gemara answers. Im kein Zovah G'dayla de heicha mashkachas lo, umishani, the Gemara answers, Berosa kol shnei bein hashmoshes, da'os havi soif hayoyim. That's the end of the first day of Yom Yud. Utchilas acher betum. The kasha. So there's a kasha. This kasha Rashi asks a mesechtas psochem. Amai loy omar beroye beleilois. Why did the Gemara say that the Riyah was Bein Hashmoshes? Let's make it was Roya Belelis. What does it mean, Roya Belelis? Now let's say like this. She saw Leil Yud. No, she saw Leil Yud. So Leil Yud. So she's Tomei Leil Yud. Now she saw Leil Yud Aleph. So like this, if she wouldn't have seen Leil Yud Aleph, so it's going to come Yom Yud Aleph in the morning, she'll be toyer from the Riyah of Yud. But now she saw Leil Yud Aleph, so there was no Shemer Hashem Keneged Yom. In the same way, she saw Leil Yud Beis. So Rashi asks over there, why do you have to have a Maisa with her Bein Hashmoshes? She saw three times Belailes. So you don't have 1 day of Tare. So she become a Zovah G'dayla. That's Rashi's kasha. Now, Tosfos here does not bring down Rashi's Teretz, and the Masha says, Tosfos was Makatza b'mokim shoyu lehem laharich. Now, what does Rashi answer over there? So Rashi says, Amoyre de Keteretz, that according to Rabbi Yossi, the Ashimul of Laila is also called Ashimul. So this case, if she saw, let's say, 12 o'clock at night, Leil Yud, so as soon, and she'll see the next night, 12 o'clock at night, so she'll become Toyer, because as soon as it became night, so a Shimur of a Laila is called a Shimur, it's called Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim, so she became Toyer. So that's the Gemara here to make it Bein HaShmoshes, that as soon as it became night, she became Tomer. That's what Rashi answers. For Tosfos asked, the caution. Now this is Pshat and Tosfos. Amai loy omer b'raya b'lei lois. Why didn't the Gemara say she saw three nights? And you can't say the way Rashi says over there, because Hashimu de Laila v'shmira, the Sviras Laila lav Svira hi. Our Gemara says that it's never called a Svira v'z b'laila. The Nimtza Shekol ayoyim tomei, kibin shetchilosi avatomei. So Tosfos does not like Rashi's Teretz from our Gemara. Hashimu de Laila, since it's a midine Svira, ve'ein Svira ela b'yoyim. So Memelem, she would see three nights at 12 o'clock each night, automatically she'd be a Zobah G'dayla. Say Bezoi, so we're back to Rashi's Kasha. Why didn't the Gemara say there were three consecutive years and three nights, and it's a Zobah G'dayla, there's no problem? B'yesh Loimal, so Tosfos says, Hagvalda Kechidish. The Zobah Rabbi Yossi holds the Soif Hayoim, that's true. The din sphere is bayoim. That means you need nikiyim bayoim. But the sova Rabbi Yossi holds the soif hayoim mahani lishmer kemoi trilas hayoim. That means the end of the day. If the end, let's say the kasha was she saw three times at night, 12 o'clock at night. Let's say she saw leil yud, 12 o'clock at night. As soon as it, let's say, Yom Yud will end at 7 o'clock. So there was no Riyah, 5 to 7. So Lemaise, so this is called a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. That means the Seif HaYom is Bekoyach to have a Teiras Nikiyim and the Trilas HaYom. And the Riyah that was in the beginning, Hayoim, the Sover Rabbi Yossi, the Seif Hayoim Ahani Lishme Kemay Trilas Hayoim. Just like Rabbi Yossi holds that Trilas Hayoim. It's just like Rabbi Yossi holds that the Trilas Hayoim is a Shimul, and is a Shimul, is a Vadin Shemer Hashem Keneged Yoim. I feel like she sees later, that's called a new Riyah. So Rabbi Yossi holds the Seif of the Yom HaRiyah is also a Shimo. So Memele, in the case that we had asked, that if she saw three times 12 o'clock at night, so she wouldn't become a Zavah G'dayla, because the next, before it becomes evening, the next night, the Seif HaYom will be a Shimo, and will be Metayr the Riyah of that day. Vachinami mashmepek sheni de nozer besoifi de komala Rabbi Yossi zova gemura heiche mashkachas lo. And there the Gemara explains the shaila. I de chozi be palge de yoime. If she saw the first half of the day, I dech palge lehev lo shimu. So the second half should be a shimu. And Memela, so she becomes, so it's Metayr, the Ri of the first half of the day. So we see Klor, that is a din of Shimur of the second half of the day, connected the first half of the day. Vim Taima, Faktoisvis, so that's a Muyim de Kechidish, that you have, in the same day, this, you can start counting the Kiyim at the end of the day, if the Seif Ayoim was Benikiyah, so that's called Nikiyim, and it's Metayr.
אם כן רב יויסי דסובה מקצס היום ככולוי, אם כן היו לו להקשס רב יויסי ככוסוי אומרו לשמייטה, כדה פורך לרב בנידה. The Kusim held that when a Zova starts counting Shiva Nekiyim, that means on the third day that she had Ariya, if the day ended without Ariya, so that's the first day of Nekiyim. So that was this Kusim held like this. You could start counting a day that there was Ariya, if the Seif Hayoim, there was no Ariya. But that's the Kusim held like this. Now we're just saying, Rabbi Yosi also is the same Shtik Torah. Yishloim de kusoy omri afilu miyoyim rishin she poska boi de soif chosu liyoyim rishin. Rabbi Yosi liyom ala miyoyim shivim. So Tosfos says no. The kusim are speaking about when you start counting the shivus nekiyim. So they hold you can start counting the shivus nekiyim from the end of the third day. That means even on that there was a riyah. So they called, Afal P came from that, they could start counting Shivas Nekiyim, if the end of the day was Noki. That's the Kusoyim. We don't hold like the Kusoyim. Rabbi Yosi is speaking about the last day. That means the day that will bring Taira, if you need this day to be Metaira. By Shivas Nekiyim, the third day will not be Metaira. You need all 7 days before she becomes Toya. But Hashemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim, so the day that she's Shoima, that's equivalent to the seventh day. This day brings Taira. And by the Gemar Taira, Rabbi Yosi holds that the Seif Ayoim, you can say Shemer Shoim Keneged Yoim. Let us see further the Gemar. V'kulon she'osu misha'ola amud ha'shachar kosher. We heard in the Mishneh that L'chatchila Dikizman is from the Neitzach Hamed. But if it was done from Alois HaShachar, you yaitz it. Mino Hani Mili. It's a gavuch, it's kedai to say over, the Bir Aloche and Simen Peites brings down a machloikis from the G'doyle Achroinim, what is considered Amud HaShachar. The Magen Avraham holds that Amud HaShachar means that the first isnoitzitzis of oir beruach hamizrach, when it first starts getting a minute light in mizrach, that's called alois hashachar, and that's called yaim. And the goyim and others hold that amud hashachar is heyer pnei kol mizrach, that the whole eastern side has to start getting light. The hisnoitzitzit so'er does not make it yoim. It is laila till heyer pnei hamizrach. And the goyin says, this is called ol amud hashachar. Ol amud hashachar does not mean hisnoitzitzit so'er. It means that the whole tzad hamizrach is light. That's called heyer pnei hamizrach. Aneitzachame means when we start seeing the sun, when the sun becomes visible. But Yoim is, Olam Udashachem means Heyepneim is. So that's a machlokes achoid. Akoponim, we have over here that this becomes Yoim, even though before the sun is visible on the horizon, it's still called Yoim. Meno hanimili. Omar Roved, Omar Kro, Vayikro Elekim, Lo'er Yoim. Rabbi Nishlom says, when does it become Yoim? Lo'er Yoim. So Lo'er means Le'meyer Obo, when it starts becoming light. Kore Yoim. So we see enough in the Pasuk, as soon as it starts becoming light. Whatever this means, if it means Hepnei Mizrach, or Alois HaShachar, that's Yoim. Ela Meyata, the Gemara says, if that signifies the Pasuk, so let's go further. Ulachoshech kore laila. So you'll say, when is it called night? Lemachshech ubo kore laila. When it gets dark, it's called night. If that means, if morning is yoim is dependent when it becomes light, so the pasuk is saying that night is dependent when it becomes dark. Vakaimulon da ad seisakechom lav lailo. Laila is not dependent in darkness. Laila is dependent in Seisak Eichov. Elam Arab Zeire Mehoche. A different posse.
The Pasuk says, by the Baye Sheini, it said, V'anachnu isim b'moloche, V'chetziyam machzikim b'remoche, we were doing moloche, others were guarding, they were holding spears, and we did moloche me'alois ha'shacher atzei sakechot. They had a full day's work, from the alois till tzei sakechot. V'oimer, it says, another Pasuk, V'hoyu lonu Halayla Mishmo, the night they were guarding, Vahayim Moloche, and by day they did the Moloche. So the Gemara brings two psukim that day is from Aloysa Shacha to Tzeisa Kechot. Frek the Gemara, Mai Va'oimer, what is this Va'oimer? V'chitayim emisha'ol amuda shacha lav yamom. If we'd only bring down the first pasuk, v'nachnu oisim b'molochim, mi'alois ha'shacha tzeisa kechom, could be, ol amuda shacha is not yoyim. U'michi arvoshim sholel yoyim. And it could be, b'eshkiyas ha'chametz, called night. They were working before the nights. They were working from Alois HaShach, and they worked till Tzeisa Kechov, Ve'inu Mekadmi Machashche. Yeah, they worked overtime. They came when it was still night, and they left after it was night. But from this pasuk alone that it says that they were working from Alois HaShach till Tzeisa Kechov does not necessarily mean that Yoim is from Alois HaShachat till Tzeisa Kechov. Yoim can be from the night to the Shkia. And they work for Mikzas HaLaila. They started from Alois HaShachat. And they worked Mikzas HaLaila by the Seifa Yoim. It's Laila by the Shkia, and they worked till Tzeisa Kechov. Toshma, so this first Raya is debatable. Toshmas, therefore they brought in another pasuk. V'hoyu lonu alaylo mishmo v'hayoyim aloche. So it says that the whole time we were working, that was yoyim. So we see klo that yoyim is defined me'alois hashacha atzei sakechov. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says mekadmi makdimin mechashri marivin. Toshma voyelonu alayla lemishma vayem lemloches. Mamino koz man shasukim bimloche kori yoim. This old man was, this span of time is called yoim. Voloi kadmuse vechashchuse. And this is not called that they were magdim or ma'acher. No, the whole man was a man of yoim. Zogt Taisvis. Vakaimalon, dim tseisa kechovim leil yehu, v'im toima, so Taisus asks, kiven de ka, so here the Gemara seems to say that if you want to know when night is, tseisa kechovim, you look at the stars came out, it's Laila. V'im toima, kiven de kaimalon, dim tseisa kechovim hava leil yehu, Kena my pligi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda bebein Hashmoshes. The Gemara Masech the Shabbos brings down that Rabbi Yehuda holds that this man bein Hashmoshes is a chveis, a 12-minute period. 12-minute period. That's this man of bein Hashmoshes, which is Sofik Yom Sofik Laila. Then the Gemara says the bein Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yosef starts after the it's Laila according to Rabbi Yehuda. Then the bein Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yosef starts, and the bein Hashmoshes keherifayins and nichnas v'zayyotze. So it comes out be'erech that the bein Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yosef is right after the Laila of Rabbi Yehuda, and then it becomes Laila according to Rabbi Yosef. So frektach toisves. So bein Hashmoshes is sofik yom sofik Laila. Now we have a whole machlokes when it is, when does it start, when does it end. Shem v'shemayim. Laila is tzeis ha'kechovim. So memeila, so what's it to talk about? If the tzeis ha'kechovim, it's Laila. If there's no tzeis ha'kechovim, it's not Laila. So what's this whole beria of bein Hashmoshes? Sofik yoyim, sofik Laila. It's no sofik. We'll see the stars. We know that it's Laila. So what's the whole machloikis?
יש לאים דאב בשיר צייסק חובם יש חילוק שיש כחובם נירים ביום. Yeah, we forget, everyone holds that the zman of Laila says a kechovim, but the shaila is which kechovim make it Laila. There are different sizes of kechovim. There are other kechovim which are nirim b'yayim, the other kechovim which only nirim b'layla. So that's the shaila. Which kechovim are the kechovim? That means in Bein HaShemoshes we also see kechovim. But the shaila is, are these kech v'yayim or are these kech v'layla? So that is the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. So we had that the Gemara brought down that the first posik that says that they worked is debatable to prove that yoim is from Aleisa Shachat to Tzeisa Kechom Dulmid and Makadmi Mechashri. Therefore, being the other posik, it says that they work by yoim. So now we see klo that yoim is from Aleisa Shachat to Tzeisa Kechom, and then it becomes Laila. Vayilono Laila Lemishma Koshim Vemrine Bebroches Gabi Tzeisa Kechom Laila Hu.
Even though there's not a 100% raya, zeicher ledova, but that could be a shtickle raya.
The chsiva, yolona alayla lemishma, so in layla means after tzeisa kechom, so here we have a zeicher ledova, that after tzeisa kechom is layla. So tzeisa says, ramayla hava raya gemura, kim mafkina nocha mikro, forget, it's not a zeicher ledova, it's enough in the posik that the mishma was after tzeisek echom, so we see that the after tzeisek echom is laila. Why lo no laila la mishma? Vishleim the hosam boy la suki disman shchive dagavi krishma vitzeisek echom. The Gemara over there is speaking about not samozay when laila. So speaking about the laila of tzeisek echom, which is dependent in shraftem and in shman shchive. Even though it's Laila, the Gabi all Hilchis Laila, it has a Torah Laila after Tzeisa Kechom, they come up now as Man Shchiva L'Cholodom. So therefore, that is Man Shchiva L'Cholodom. So it could be it doesn't have it, you can't learn Krishna then. The you need as Man Shchiva L'Cholodom.
Zog de Mishne weiter, kol a yoim kosher le kriyas a megile, le kriyas a halal, ut kriyas shoifer, ulen tilas lulev, le tvilas a musofim, for the tvilas of musof, ule musofim, for the krove of the musofim. Agavuche, before we go further, the Rashbe asks a kashe, the Rashbe asks, we're going to have a whole list of inyonim, which are kosher kol ayoim, and we had before, we had mile, tvile, hazoya, and in this Mishnah, it doesn't bring down these things, which are also kosher kol ayoim. It only brings down mikra megillah. So the Rashbe asks, it's very modern. Why weren't the other inyonim, which are mentioned in the previous Mishnah, mentioned here? No, he mentioned them already. So he mentioned Mikra Megillah also. That's the Rashba's kasha. So the Turi Eben says that he doesn't want to repeat all the halachas. He wants to tell us kol hayoyim kosher l'kriyas ha-Megillah. But what is shat kol hayoyim kosher l'kriyas ha-Megillah? That means l'chatchila one should wait till the ha-Neitzach. But the Dieved, if he did it me'alois ha-Shacha, he's also yaitzeh. So he's giving you the dogma of a Kriyas Megillah, which is Lechatchila from the Neitz and the Eved from Alois, and all these other inyonim have the same halacha, that what we say, Kolo Yem Kosher, Lekriyas Ahalo, means also the same thing, Lechatchila from the Neitz and the Eved from Alois Hashach. Lekriyas Shoifa, Lekriyas Lula, Lekriyas Amosofim, Lekriyas Ulevidui Haporim, that means the par helam dova of the tzibur, or the par koyin ha-mashiach, or the koyin godo sheyechto. So it has to be bayoyim. Ulevidui maisa, yarti ha-koydish min ha-bayis, has to be bayoyim. Ulevidui yoyim ha-kipurim, lesmiche, smiche has to be bayoyim, leshchite, letnufe,
La Hagoshe, Hagoshe is that they bring the Minche to the Keren Droimis Marobis, that has to be by Yoim. La Kmitze, you have to make the Kmitze by Yoim. Ula Haktore, you have to be Maktir the Kmitze by Yoim. The Haktores HaKmitze is equivalent to the Zrikas Hadam by a korban of a Beheime. So by a Minche, the Haktores HaKmitze is the Maton Elimizbeach, like Zrikas Hadam. Elimlike, Ula Kabole, Kabolas Hadam, Ula Hazoya, in the Hazoya Sadam, Zrikas Hadam, Lashkoya soite, ularifa so agola, ulataras hametsoire. So all these things are kosher kolayim. Kol halayla kosher, liktsira soimer, ulahekter chalovim veivorim, haktores chalovim veivorim is kosher kol halayla, the chalovim from all the kabonis, the chatois, the shlomim, the toidis, veivorim is speaking about an oile, so they yamakter the whole behemah, that's kosher kol halayla. Ze haklal, dovo shemitzvosei bayoim, kosher kol hayoim, dovo shemitzvosei balayla, kosher kol halayla. Zot Rashi, kol hayoim kosher, Av or gav de kaimalon zrizen magdimen le mitzvah. Tchsi vayashkim avrom baboike. Afulahochi kosher kol hayoim. That doesn't have, that means that's a hidu study, that one should be a zoris. Abo mitzad de etzim zman ha mitzvah is kol hayoim kosher. Levidui porim, par helam dovo shel tzibu, upar koin Mashiach, shemisvadim olav chayt, shiviyu olav, the misvada on the chayt that it was brought. Kedemrini b'meseches yume. Now this is, v'hisvada zagrais, the Menachem Eishiv Nefesh says, u misvade, and he's misvade, al chatos, he's misvada al chatos. What does it mean? Avoin chatos. The oven that is bringing this chatos is misvada olel before yemakrib. Now, how do we know that is necessary to have vidui by the porim, by the par helam dovo, the par koin ha-mashiach? Siv hocha vechiper olov ha-koin, by the par helam dovo, the par koin ha-mashiach, Chiper aleihem, maybe it's the Rishash speaks about the correct psukim. Chsiv hosom, and it says by Yom Kippurim, by the soyer shayom Kippurim, yom adchai lifnei Hashem lechaper olov. Now the soyer, there's no shchite. So what's the lechaper olov? The lechaper olov means that yom adchai lifnei Hashem. We said before they send Lazozo, Yom Adchai Lifnei Hashem Lechaper Olam. So, Ma Lo Holon Kaporas Dvorim. So there that means, when he's still alive, he's still Lifnei Hashem, the Kain Godel was Misvad on the soil Lazozo. So there Lechaper Olam means Kaporas Dvorim. A Kapora comes about to the Divrei HaKain Godel. Uba Yoim, and that Kaporas to be B'yem, Kediyav Lekamon. Afkan, so by the Purim, the Par Helam Dovo, the Shaltzibo, the Par Koina Mashiach, is also, it says Vechipe, also it means Kaporas Dvorim, Ubayoim, Limlike, Shel Oif, Lekabole, Lekabole Sadam, Lahazoyo, Lezrike Sadam, that's the Zrik on the Mizbeyah, Bazoyis Purim on Yisrof, Atois Apnimiyis, Shohu Zrike Shelahem, that is the Hazoye of the Bifnim, that you maza on the Kapoir, on the Poroiches. So that's Shehi Zrike Shelahem. That's from the Rishash's Meira. There was a Zrike on the Mizbeach also by the Par Helam Dovo, Shel Tzibo, and the Par Koina Mashiach. So you have the Hokoponim, so this is all by Yoim. Zok the Gemara, Minolo.
Before we see the Gemara, we could perhaps see Taisvis. The bottom Taisvis is going on the Mishnah. Kol halayla kosher lektzira soima. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam. Shim shochach levorech balayla. What happens if a person forgot to tzeil svira? The Mishnah is speaking about ktzira soima. The Rabbeinu Tam is speaking about svira soima, which he holds has the same halachas. Kol oimer Rabbeinu Tam. Shim shochach levorech balayla. Vayevorech b'yoyim. He can't make a brocha b'yoyim. Kedemash me bahai stom medemas nisen. That means he's medame svira te ktsire. So just like ktsira so'ima is only kosher, that's the kola laila kosher. That means only laila. Lamish mitzvah se balaila, kosher kola laila, that's it. So memela svira so'ima is only kosher balaila. Shimshach levor balaila, layevorech b'yoyim. Kedemash me bahai stom medemas nisen. That you cannot make tziras ha'oimer b'yoyim, so what then you can make tziras ha'yemer b'yoyim? Nei de'ikes tome v'menoches detoni nikta'a b'yoyim koshe b'diyevet de'isa chetane na'stam mishnah mikomokim stam ad'hoch adife. Our stam is better than that stam, the oktoni lo gabi hilchus p'sikte t'dine. Here it says a whole bunch of halachas, which all halachas p'sukis. And the halachas, some emela, some estame, we pass them like this time. But oid nire. Then the Rabbeinu Tam says another shtick there, that full of man the machshir, ktsira sa'ima, b'yoyim di'evet, that full according to the man the yoma that says ktsira sa'ima b'yoyim is kosher, ma'idu gabi svira de lavorich b'yoyim, mishum deshon ola vakosav lake, svira is different than ktsira, d'chsiv t'mimes. Here it says klo has to be t'mimes. Yeah, the maitzi t'mimis elukshat ha'moyne b'layla. It's not called t'mimis if you're not moyne b'layla. So memela another cheshben. That means that places are saying now that svira sa'ayma is more chomo than ktsira sa'ayma. So I feel like ktsira is kosher b'yoyim, but svira has to be b'layla. V'chein kosu b'hilchis atzeres. U'baha kosav de'heche de'inchi levorech b'layla. If a person forgot to make a brocha at night, yimne lemocho, now the Rishash wants to be gerus, it brings from Daran like that, bibroche. But the Bahag says, you do make a brocha, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. V'chein aloche, we paskin, not like the Rabbeinu Tam, but he says, we do make a brocha. Avolim shochach, laila v'yoyim. What happens if there was one 24-hour period he forgot to tzeil sfira? Lo yimnoid bebroche, then he should not make a broche anymore, the bin and tmimis veleke. Va'ache shebirich al asfire, after he made a broche al sfire, oime yirotzin sheyibone beis amigdosh. Mashe einkein betkiya shofar velulev, betkiya shofar velulev, after you blow shofar, you don't say yibone beis amigdosh. Va'ayne taime, lefi, She'ein ato elo haskore lebinyan beis hamikdash avol l'shoifer v'lulev yesh asiya. Now this Tosfos is very unclear. Tosfos seems to be asking Akasha why by after svira soima you make the hirotzen and after shoifer v'lulev you don't make the hirotzen. So now, what's the problem with Shofar? Shofar is b'chlal no problem. What's after Shofar after Yibonah Beis Hamikdash? Bishleimer by Lulev. Lulev, we are anoitel kol Shiva Zeichel Hamikdash. So that is similar to Svira Soima, which is also Zeichel Hamikdash. So Taisis is a kasha. And that Taisis differentiates if there's an Asiyah, if there's only an Amira, an Askore. But on Shofar, it's Bechlal Shver, how Tosfos brings it in, and this Kasha the Rishash asks.